going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, live from Caddy's in Bethesda on Cordell. We are hanging out, live show until 6:30 this evening, 7 o'clock tonight, the Wizards draft lottery. Are they going to get pick number one and the chance to snag Cooper Flagg? The Capitals dropped the puck with the Hurricanes, and they got to have it game four, an absolute must-have game for Washington, down 2-1 in their best-of-seven series. We'll get you our cap to score a goal draft in just a bit. The Nats are playing the Atlanta Braves tonight. How about this DC sports night? The Nationals, the Braves, going to be heard on the Team 980 this evening over on our sister station because we've got Caps playoff hockey right here on the Fan. But as promised, we are giving away tickets to the DC Defenders. Congratulations right now to caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're winning a four-pack of tickets to see the Defenders take on Arlington. This is this weekend, Sunday, May 18th, coming up. This Sunday at noon, tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. I'm going to be out there, so I will see you at Audi Field. The boys are 5-2 after a big win. Best record in the UFL. Danny, we are 1 hour away from the draft lottery and finding out where the Wizards will pick.
Oh, buddy, am I nervous. Because to me, at the top of the board, I know everybody's got their eyes on Cooper Flagg, and rightfully so. He's special. I you know, how special I think is a fun debate and a fun conversation. I'm looking forward to having it because I'd love to have him here. But remember, there's an 86% chance that doesn't happen. That's kind of the way I'm viewing this. So there's a 50-50 chance, give or take, it's 52%, but bear with me, that the Wizards end up in the top four. What you're looking for is when you go down the NBA odds in terms of where you know, teams might go, you want it to be as chalky as possible. Because if, for example, the seventh team, the Toronto Raptors, jumps up, or you don't see them at number seven, it means they moved into the top six potentially, or top five potentially. That's one less spot for Washington. We want the chalkiest chalk that has ever chalked, and then take your chances when you get into the top three or four, because that's where the money is. I love Dylan Harper's game, Ron Harper's kid, great pedigree, you know, 6'5", big guard, point guard, can do a little bit of everything. I think he could be a real difference maker. He ain't Cooper Flagg, but that would still help you an awful lot.
I talk all the time about one of the ways that you can feel and notice that you're getting older is when the kids of the players whose careers you've watched start to get drafted. Mm-hmm. And that started happening several years ago. Also, Ron Harper was playing on the Michael Jordan Bulls in the 90s.
Yep.
This feels like he's like an older dad, doesn't it? Like, there could have been a guy that was playing on the Gilbert Arenas Wizards whose kid.
Right.
You know, seriously, like Gilbert's kid.
Carlos Boozer's kids are in the draft next year.
Totally. But Gilbert's kid is an elite prospect, yes, and is going to be in the draft in the next couple of years. Ron Harper was like 15 years before that.
Yeah.
So I even though I watched your dad's career and I know your dad from his career, this one doesn't make me feel as old because it feels like, I don't know, he might have a son that's 15 years older than
that. This one's about right. I get you. Yeah. So like when like Prince Fielder's son, or Cecil Fielder's son, Prince, I saw his whole career and he's retired now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that one, those are the ones that really sting. But yeah, you're right. Ron Harper, who I remember vividly, just a badass big defensive guard who at one point was a really prolific scorer, but just sacrificed his game for the good of the team. something a little bit foreign now to, I think, a lot of folks winning those championships with the Bulls. But yeah, his kid, good all-around game, really, really good prospect. And in a lot of years would be number one. This isn't a lot of years, though.
Got a poll on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account today that you could go check out, asking you your expectations for this draft lottery for the Wizards tonight. Our poll of the day brought to you by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Danny, the most responded option is the Danny Ruye choice.
The which boning. Is
that the Wizards will get the worst possible slot. A lot of beaten, battered Wizards fans voting, which I understand, but I'm going to say they're in the top three, which is where you want to be in this draft class. Certainly the top two is the sweet spot, but I'm going to say they end up picking. I feel good about the top three, and to me, it's going to be one or two.
I really, really hope so. Again, there's a 28% chance, give or take 42%, 52% if they're in the top four.
You just threw a lot of numbers.
I'm saying, like, but it's like, you know, the top three is X percent. The point is, there is a huge percentage they get bumped out. If anybody else has good fortune and steps up and you know, kind of outkicks their coverage, it could go poorly for Washington. So to me, we want it as chalky as possible, and I'll be sitting there with bated breath, super uncomfortable, super irritated until the good thing happens. That's where I'm at.
6 p.m., we're about 1 hour away from figuring out what pick they're going to get and whether or not this changes their fortunes forever. A Cooper Flagg number one selection would make them relevant for the first time
right
in
away.
Years.
Right away.
Since the Beal Wall tandem and John jumping on the scorers table and them taking the Celtics to game 7 on the precipice of the Eastern Conference Finals, winning the lottery tonight for me would be the best day in the org since anything that happened when Wall jumped up on the scorers
table. I agree. It's been almost 10 years.
I don't even think it's that close.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the clearing of the deck, the things that I was happy about, moving on finally from Ernie Grunfeld and then his consigliere, you know, Tommy Shepard, who I like personally an awful lot, by the way, but just don't think he was a great executive. But I think he was also a hamstringer, kind of operating under incorrect orders. I think this ownership group now has finally realized that this is the way, Mandalorian style. This is how you do it. You hire really smart, talented, creative people. You've got to make this a destination. You're never going to do it by just being the cool city. You can't be Miami. You can't be New York. You can't be LA. What can you do? You can have a million and one assets. You could treat people really, really well. You could do, frankly, what the Local 53 has done, right? You don't have the best facilities, neither do the Wizards. But you've got to figure out a way to have enough talent to where all of a sudden when the disgruntled veteran goes, again, it's not a great example, but when Jimmy Butler's going, I want to go somewhere else. I don't like it here anymore. You could be there somewhere else, and you can have a difference maker. Again, that wouldn't have made sense for this team, but I'm just picking a name. You think of the next star that becomes disenchanted with the direction of a franchise. The next time, you know, Luka Doncic is available when he shouldn't be. You could be the team with all the prospects, the draft picks, the assets that you compiled here over the recent years. They are doing that. They're building. They're getting, hopefully, difference-making draft picks on some of their players that they're going to keep. They're stockpiling assets that they might move on from or keep and use. You just need shrewd compilers while you're getting your teeth kicked in. They are doing that, and I'm hoping the first reward is tonight. A precursor to Cooper Flagg coming to town.
All right, let's give you your Capitals player to lock in on for tonight's game presented by Baldino's Lock and Key. Today's Capitals player to lock in on presented by Baldino's. Baldino's Lock and Key, your hometown security team since 1961. I'm going to give you two. I'm going to be very lazy. Logan Thompson's got to be back to being really good. He was great early in this series. He's been spectacular for the duration of the playoffs. One of the things I've been saying about the Caps and why I feel good about them, in addition to Carberry being able to make adjustments as the coach of the year, the overall talent on the roster, Thompson is so good that every single night you should be in the game in the third period. And you can even make the case in the 4-0 loss that they were because it was 2-0 and they were on the power play in the third. But that was his worst game of the playoffs. It was one of his worst games probably in the last,
a while, right?
Yeah, in the last few weeks. He had that little stretch right before he got hurt where he had cooled off. But you need him to be a lot better. And if he plays at the same level he did in game 3, I think you have a real hard time winning tonight. So Thompson is a guy I'm locking in on. Is he as sharp and as crisp as normal? That's where I would start.
I'm going to be so lazy. This is so hot take show. This is so pedestrian. I just started tuning into sports, and now I think I'm an expert guy that's with a group of friends at the sporting event. It's Ovechkin. It's got to happen. You need him to kind of be the lead goose here. Pick the team up by the bootstraps, create scoring chances, whether you pop one yourself or you're responsible for someone else getting one, it's got to happen. There's a whole mess of guys in this series with a big fat zero. when it comes to goals, assists, points in this series. He's one of them. You're not going to beat a really good team in their barn without somebody getting the boys going in that regard. Why not the greatest goal scorer of all time?
I like that. I'm also locking in, Baldino lock and key style, on Ryan Leonard. If he draws back into the lineup, first of all, what line do they have him on? Are they just going to put him on the third line that's been ineffective, that hasn't really been a good fit, that seems like he hasn't really provided a spark for? Or might he actually get some top six opportunities? Might he actually be in a situation where he's skating around and getting to fly up and down the ice with some speed? Could he be on a line with Alex Ovechkin like he was, if you remember, when he made his debut on his early shifts in game one coming out of Boston College? I want to see what they do because he's got the ability to skate. He is as everyone talks about the speed of Carolina. Speed hasn't really given the Capitals a problem this year. You look at their matchups with like Edmonton and some of these clubs, they've handled speed really, really well. Carolina is a matchup problem for some of the other things that they do great. Ryan Leonard's got great speed. Hasn't really helped them in this series to make any real impact. But I also feel like he's a kid that you call up from the minors and hit ninth in a bad lineup. No, give him a chance. Like, put him with some skill guys and see what happens if you're going to play him.
Yeah, I mean, the mistakes he's going to make presumably are enthusiastic, aggressive ones, right? Play like your hair's on fire. Carolina could stand to deal with some of that, right? Somebody, you know, taking it to them, someone putting pressure on them for a change. And I think he's the guy to do that. I mean, he had that breakaway chance, obviously, that we now lament, of course, he didn't hit it. But that's kind of the thought there for me is if you're over-aggressive making a mistake, I can live with that. Because you're presumably making it in the neutral zone, or you know, maybe in your own off in the offensive end as well. I know that scares the hell out of coaches sometimes and a lot of fans, but to me, I think the Caps are good enough to thwart most opportunities from this Carolina team that come in rushes and things like that. To me, it's the turnovers in your own end. It's the long shifts or not being able to get the puck out of your own zone. That's the stuff that scares me. So maybe Leonard's a guy that can, as you said, get with some other good skaters and create a couple of chances to get them on their heels some.
All right, it is time to draft some Caps goal scorers then. How about it? We do this before every single Capitals playoff game, although we didn't last game and then they didn't score a goal. So we would not make that mistake again as a radio show, would we? Let's bring in our producer, Darris Dameron. We call him Dad, back in studio. Dad, what is the scoreboard looking like through three games of round two as we get ready for game number four?
The scoreboard as it stands has your producer, Darris Dameron, leading with 8 points. Ryan has 7 goals. Grant is in third with 4 goals. Danny in fourth with 2 goals. And Toby bringing up the rear with 1 single goal.
Second to last is what he meant to say there.
Danny, you're lucky you got Toby behind you right now. You got to pick up the pace. I had Max get me 2 goals while I was out with strep throat.
Yeah, which is so fun.
Doubled my total.
Isn't it great that happened just like that? Isn't that fun?
You know what I think you need? Not you personally, but one needs.
Sure.
You need to go fifth and get the snake. I think the 5 and 6 spot is actually great.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Respectfully, I've picked all over it. It hasn't mattered. What I need are the players that I select to score goals.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So I take excellent players who are like, oh, Danny took it. So not me. That ain't going to happen.
I just punched in the names to randomize, and it's funny. I put the name Dennis in here. I'm like,
Is Dennis going to make it?
But that's because he's my dad.
Yeah. Oh, your dad.
I think because I was talking when I did it, I called Darris Dad. So Darius, his name is Dennis, just for the record. All right. So
well, you want me to do it? I got the randomizer right here.
Two more randomizations. Here's the last one.
I can do it.
Why would you do it if I have it right here?
No, but Dennis is that you ruined the integrity of the entire thing.
Okay.
You got Darius and Dennis. Which one's Darius?
You're Danny, though. You're Dennis. Okay, here
That's
we go.
That's an honor to be Dennis.
You should be.
I'm not tolerating honored. Your guff. I'll tell you that right now.
You're going to send me to my room.
Yeah, I've had enough of this.
Not cleaning up.
Well, you took me to this WWF thing. We're going home. And you're crying about mashed potatoes. We're going home.
You know a lot about Dennis.
That's right.
That's what 11 years working together will do for
Dennis,
you.
Dennis, don't play.
All right, here's the order. Ryan picks first. Dad picks second.
Blow it up.
I pick third. Toby picks fourth. And I just spoke it into existence.
Dennis.
Danny Ruye,
Dennis,
has five and the snake. This is the hook job. This is exactly what you need to get back into this thing, my friend. Are you ready to do it?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Yeah. So without further ado, it is time to draft. This is the Capital to Score a Goal Game 4 draft on the Grant and Danny radio program. Mr. Clary, you have pick number one. Do the honors.
Yeah, we're going to do this damn thing. The pick is in, Darius.
It's all Pat McAfee over here, dropping curse words. Mm-hmm.
The PP has been substandard up to this point, but I think tonight it gets right back in there. Alex Ovechkin, he nets a goal in tonight's contest.
Ovi on the scoreboard after a day of talking about Ovi not scoring, going off the board, number one. You're taking a guy who hasn't scored in the series, man.
I know.
Who is this Ovi guy anyway? Does he have goal-scoring ability? Do we know anything about him?
I'm telling you, I feel it tonight. I think this guy, Alex Ovechkin, has got something. He's a one-trick pony is what we have heard some analysts call him, but tonight he'll be more than that.
All right, Dad, you've got pick number two and the lead through the postseason so far.
The pick is in. We're going to take Raleigh's most hated, and that will be Captain Tom Wilson.
Attaboy.
Team Darius.
I like that he's Captain Tom Wilson, according to Darius. I'm the captain now. He's just throwing OVC right out the window.
He's the captain of Raleigh.
He's certainly going to be the mayor. After
the ownership deed of Raleigh.
Hangs a hattie on them tonight. A lot of hats on the ice, hopefully. That would be silly for you to pull away with a Tom Wilson hat trick. Come on. All right, I've got the third pick. I'm ready to go. You can put him on the board. Yes. But take the kid, Connor McMichael, number 24 in your program, number one in your speed chart. I need McMichael, who went bar down in game number two in a win, to get me started with a early goal tonight. Gave the boys a 1-0 edge at Capital One Arena, and they got to have a game a couple tilts ago. I will count on him to do the same. Give me Connor McMichael, pick number three. Toby, you're on the clock.
The pick is in, Darius. I'm going to keep picking this guy because that's my dude. Dylan Strome is finally going to score a goal. I hope he does. Chances are, if you're on my team, you're not going to score a goal, but I'm going to pick Stromer anyways.
At what point does Toby just say, you know, if I pick someone, they're not going to score, so I can't take the good players. Let me just take all defensemen that don't score.
You have walked right into my bit. This is what I'm about to do to help the Capitals tonight. I am going to sacrifice the goal thing and take the least likely guys to score, so that all the good players might actually get goals.
Oh, wow.
Because what's been happening is I take Ovechkin, and he doesn't have a single point. When I take Jacob Chychrun, and he leaves the game. I take it doesn't matter who I take. And they're like, you know what? Not tonight, boys. I can't do it. That's their monologue. So I was thinking about doing that bit, and you just spoke it. And I am Dennis, after all. Dennis might take his
ball. Yeah, Dennis wouldn't do anything like that.
No, Dennis would never.
That's not a Dennis thing to do. Dennis wouldn't, just – ruin our fun in the segment.
He'd do his best.
Take his ball and go home.
He would do his best.
All right, so Toby, you took Stromer. You're not bothered by his 1 point through these three games.
I'm a little bit bothered, but, I mean, it doesn't really matter who I take. They're not going to score.
Well said.
Yeah.
Am I bothering you guys?
Bothering you guys?
Am I bothering you? Who said it? Nobody? Matt Williams, looking for Matt.
He said it to me.
Danny Ruye. Danny interrupted his press conference as a manager of the Nationals, and he said, am I bothering you?
It's been enough time. Kristen Brissett interrupted the press conference, and I was trying to be quiet, and she kept talking.
You kind of interrupted the press conference.
I didn't. I was walking in, like, mortified. And anyway.
Danny Hutie, you're up. You got two picks back-to-back. Round out round one with pick number five.
The first player who will not score. The pick is in. Apologies to Alexi Protas. No goals for you.
Oh, I need a goal from Protas tonight.
No goals for Protas tonight. The second player who will not score. That pick is in, too. Not scoring continues for good old Pierre-Luc Dubois. PLD will not be scoring this evening. Apologies to everybody that cares.
What happened to your strategy? We kind of like that. You just completely screwed over two guys that need to have big games tonight.
I know. It's a terrible thing.
We're back to Toby. Now, Toby is the only person on the leaderboard with fewer goals than Danny so far in the postseason. So, Toby, who will not be scoring tonight?
Give me the Toby curse. We'll take Lars Eller again.
The one guy who has scored for me is joining my team, and that is Jacob Chychrun. I need Chicky to come through for me once again.
Blast on the power play, perhaps. Little high slot, 97-mile-an-hour fastball to the top of the cage. I like that. Chicky season. All right, I am up. Pick number 3 of the second round. Pick number 8 overall. The pick is in. He was out of the lineup. He's back in the lineup. We're going with a youthful roster at this point. How about little kid Leno? Tickle some twine, huh? Little kid Leno wearing number 9. Let's light the lamp. Let's get a little something going here. You watched a game. You saw Taylor Radish play in your stead. You know what it's like to be benched now. Mm. And you're back in the mix. I think eating some popcorn in the press box did the little guy some good. Little kid Leno scores his first playoff goal ever tonight.
What line's he going to be on, do you think? Do you think he'll just be back on the third?
I think it's Mangiapane and Eller. I think that line's going to annoy me most of the night.
Catch the excitement.
But that line, I will say, was actually really good early. Everybody was pretty good early, but they were really good in the first period of Game 3.
I will give you that. There was frisky.
Eller was the best he's been in the series, which is not saying a lot. Mangiapane was really active, and I actually liked Radish's game, who's now being sat, which tells you that it was more about Leonard probably than it was ever about Radish anyway. They wanted to get him right back in the lineup when Ratty played pretty well. But you had two games. They went 1-1 without Leonard, so he watched two games. Get him back in the lineup here for what will be his, opportunity, second game of this series, to do something he hasn't done yet. Just 2 points, one secondary assist and one goal in 15 tilts for him since being bumped up. All right, Darris, your second pick.
The last time we did pick goal scorers, this guy finally got on the board for the first time this postseason. I'm going to take John Carlson, Captain America himself.
Love that. John Carlson on the power play with a game winner, the only Capitals game winner in this series so far. I could go for another Carly PP goal.
That would help an awful lot because it means, a number of things. One, they're on the power play, which is good. Number two, that they're taking advantage of Carolina overcommitting to Ovechkin. And, Carlson went through a huge, ridiculous rut where every time he would score, he'd get taken off the board by review, et cetera. So that would be really helpful. Secondary scoring is going to be pivotal to get through the series.
I've gone with two kids. Darris has gone with two guys that have been around since the 18th.
The Greybeards, yeah.
Willie and Carlson. All right, that brings us back to Ryan. You're adding to Alex Ovechkin. This is your second pick to round out round two.
Yep, and the pick is in. This guy has not had a point all series long either. Anthony Beauvillier, I believe he gets on the board tonight. I think he was actually pretty close to a goal in game 3, I want to say, or it was game 2, I want to say. But I got him scoring tonight.
You're talking about the time where the net was completely open.
Wide open.
And he had the puck on his stick
exactly.
In front
That's
of it.
Game 2.
Yeah,
and then the puck went wide of the net.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
it was
yeah,
that.
I remember that.
Yep.
Right.
So I think maybe tonight that just happens, except the puck actually goes in the net.
That would be nice.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yep. Beauvillier, a little speed for Clary. Yep. And your third and final pick to kick off round 3.
And the pick is it. Doggy.
It's doggy season.
It's doggy season. Mm. I think tonight, I don't know. We'll see. It's my third and final pick. I try to go a little bit sexy. I do like the young guys. I was planning on Ryan Leonard tonight. I really like that pick.
Little
by
kid
you,
Leno,
GP.
Thank you.
But I'm going to go with doggy because all dogs go to heaven. That's why.
But do they score goals?
Let's see if they score goals tonight.
Brandon Duhame to Clary, giving him a little snarl to round out Ovi Beauvillier Duhame, his line tonight. Darris, you've got Willie, you've got Carly. Who are you adding?
Look at Darris.
I'm gonna add the only guy left that's scored a goal this postseason so far, and that's gonna be Andrew Mangiapane. He's gonna
well, Mange time for yep. you. That was a big one too. Without that goal, who knows what happened around the go in Montreal. Mangiapane to Darris, which means I am back up. I'm going to keep the fourth line theme going. You had Brandon Duhame working mm-hmm. earlier. I'm going to go with Doubter. I've had him several times. He hasn't scored. I feel like he's overdue. Career high in goals this season for the American from Alabama, Nick Dowd, former Grant and Danny regular. Old Doubter.
Have you taken Doubter every game? It feels like it.
No, I haven't had him every game, but normally he is my pick in the
Most
final
games,
round.
Yeah.
He's sitting there. There aren't many forwards left, and it's playoff time.
right? It's grimy goals around the front of the cage, hitting home rebounds. That's what Nick Down does. So let's make it happen. Toby, you're up.
I'm going to go with the Swedish Prince once again. He has not scored this postseason. I'm going to keep going with it. Give me Rasmus Sandin once again.
Rasmus Sandin. Has he been on Toby's team every game?
He's been on
Toby's team. We're starting to get a little bit of a read on how Toby's.
Well, when we're scuffling down here at the end, I'm sitting here going, who's getting a sweater? Yeah, so that's where we are. We're in this phase.
So Toby's roster is Stromer, Chicky, and Sandin. Two blue liners for Toby tonight. Cap to score a goal challenge. Dennis has Protus and PLD. All right, Papa, who you taking third?
Yeah, I guess the pick is in.
Hutier.
We're basically now counting on a Brooks Orpik type situation.
Yeah.
He scored in the Stanley Cup. Never forget that. He flung a puck towards the net. It hit 17 different people. It pinballed into the net. So, Trevor Van Riemsdyk, come on down.
TVR. All right. He is due. I believe he had one goal on the season.
Yes, he did.
Memory serves.
Yeah, that was. We're counting on another one now, which feels good.
This would be a really good time. We're counting on a much better second and third period. Got to have it for the Capitals. All right, let's hit the leadoff before we say goodbye. Get you ready for some Nationals baseball this evening. Jake Irvin on the hill for the Nationals as they get ready to do battle in Atlanta against the Braves, Danny.
Behind Jake Irvin, as you mentioned, you're leading off playing shortstop seat. Check. Abram is batting second in left field. James Wood batting third, playing first base. Nathaniel Lowe. Batting fourth, doing the catching. Kaber Ruiz batting fifth, playing second base. Luis Garcia Jr. batting sixth. Your designated hitter, Josh Bell, batting seventh in right field. Dylan Cruz batting eighth. Jose Tena batting ninth in center field. Your guy, my guy, our guy. That's Jacob Young's music.
The leadoff brought to you by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. Big thanks to Darius, Toby, production back in the studio, outstanding all day. Ryan, Metal Chris out here on site at Caddy's in Bethesda. This is one of those got-to-have-it games. It's not a must-win game necessarily, no elimination at stake, but you don't want to go down 3-1. And I will tell you what, it'll be a very different radio show tomorrow, depending on the results of this one. So go Caps. We're also about 35 minutes away from finding out if the Wizards get the number one pick. Chance for a pretty cool sports night.
It could be really neat or it could be a different way, but the neat part is the part I'm going to emphasize. It could be neat.
DC double dip tonight, very possibly. Thanks for hanging with us on Grant and Danny on the Fan. Go Caps. Game will be right here in about 35 minutes.
Thank you for coming.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.